Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Jason Sandin in studio today. Gary Bell's out of town. We're here to talk to you about personal injury topics we do every Sunday morning. Good Sunday morning. I hope you're all enjoying the weekend and had a good week. We're Bell and Pollock. We've been together since 1984. We specialize in personal injury. That's the work we do in our office. If you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another, come see us. We'll talk to you. We'll give you a legal game plan. We'll help you understand what your rights are. Hopefully you can look at a number of our YouTubes of our, you can get on our website and you can find that we have quite a few shows. Gary and I have been doing this for at least the last 10 years, every single week, to give you education on what your personal injury rights and what your personal injury responsibilities are, how you can get recovery and what you can do. If you have a question, if you've been hurt in an accident and you need to talk to an attorney, please give us a call. The consultation is free. We'll sit down and we'll talk to you and give you a legal game plan. You can decide if you want to hire us, if you want to try and do it on your own. You can decide if you want to check out other attorneys. You will meet with an attorney when you come to our office. You can contact us at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900 or at championsofthepeople.com. We're not going to try and pull you in on some kind of misleading situation. When you come to our office, we're going to give you legal advice and we're going to explain to you what your legal rights are. We'll try to help you determine where your case is going and what recovery you have. But you have to understand that the idea of what your case is worth immediately right after an accident is very difficult. Jason, when we start talking about what a case is worth, some of the factors you need are factors that are long-term. You need time to be able to know what those factors are, or you need to learn a lot about the client and you need to get a great deal of information.
Absolutely. Good morning, Brad. It's good to be here.
Great to have you, Jason.
Thank you. So some of the factors that we look at when we have clients come in, it's usually not too long after the accident. Typical case, they're rear-ended or this other person's at fault. They come in, they have all the adrenaline running right after the accident a lot of times, and the next day it's not till the symptoms set in. It's pain in your neck, pain in your back, headaches. Those are pretty typical injuries, and a lot of times it doesn't show up right away.
So a lot of times you're dealing with what's the nature and extent of the injury. And when you're dealing with the nature and extent of the injury, you have to know the long-term consequences. You have to know how the injury will react to the medical care that's given, whether that be physical therapy, whether that be injections, whether that be a surgery, whatever might happen. You've got to be able to address those and know what's going to happen. And nobody can tell you what the long-term effects of the medical care will be until the medical care has been administered for a while and we start getting an idea of how you're recovering. We also need to know how it affects your daily life. So as we go through this, we've been going through a series talking about how these injuries affect you and talking about how the insurance company will try to defeat your claim. Last week we talked about the neck, we talked about the upper back. Back injuries are quite common in personal injury cases. We find that back injuries can occur from low speed accidents. They can occur from high speed accidents. They it can be relatively what we think to be a minor accident when we look at the damage to the car or the amount of speed, and we find out that the person's been hurt because the human body is not really designed to absorb the kind of impact that we get from a car accident. So, you know, when we start talking about it, Jason, we've got three levels of the spine. We've got cervical, thoracic, and lumbar. When we're talking about the lower part of the back, we're talking about which area?
The lower back is the lumbar.
And what are we looking at when we start talking to our clients about what's going on with the lumbar?
Well, you want to know, how they're feeling. You also want to know if they've had any lumbar pain in the past. Now, it's not uncommon to have lumbar pain when you've been out working in the yard or if you slept on it funny. But insurance companies will look and they will find anything from your past that they can do to pick it apart, to say that your injuries, that you had this back injury before the accident, and they're insured is not at fault, and therefore they shouldn't have to pay for your physical therapy or injections or even a possible surgery that that we see happens quite a bit from these type of accidents.
And we've talked quite a bit about the mechanism of injury before, and we talk about mechanism of injury now. And when we start talking quite often in rear end accidents, we're talking about the mechanism of injury being the jarring attack that's made on the car and on your body that causes you to have some kind of problem with your back. The back is very, very complex system that surrounds or takes care of your spinal cord. You've got discs, you've got muscles, you've got tendons, you've got ligaments, you've got nerves. All those are running up and down your back. They're feeding into your arms, they're feeding into your legs. When we start talking about the lower part, we're talking about the lower part, and that's into your legs, into your hips, into your feet. That's the lumbar area. That's what's going to be addressing those areas, and we need to know what's happened to your back. Now, one of the things the insurance companies like to do and the defense attorneys like to do is go look at the cars. And they think if you look at the cars, they can tell you how badly somebody's been hurt. So, you know, Jason, when they look at the cars, what are they really doing?
Well, what they're looking at the car, they are looking for ways to minimize your injury, to minimize their insured's fault for causing your injury. That goes back to any sort of pre-existing conditions or any past treatment that you've had. But what they like to do is look at this and say, this was a fender bender. A lot of us have been in fender benders. Not everyone, needed to go to physical therapy or needed to have surgery for the fender bender that they were in. But like Brad was saying, the back is complex. And as we age, we have natural degeneration that goes on in our discs. And that can make you more susceptible to being injured. And each collision's a little bit different, and the impact is different. Not all rear-end cases are the exact same.
And when you're looking at this now, you're talking about how did the forces in this accident dissipate throughout the car and throughout the what we call the target car, that being the car that the victim's in. That target car has been smashed. It might have been a low-speed accident. It might have been a high-speed accident. And it could be still causing significant injury, significant inconvenience in your life. But, then we add on different things. And, Jason, sometimes we talk about things like, what if there's a trailer hitch on
sure.
the car?
Well, the trailer hitch, a lot of us have that on our vehicles. And what it does is it absorbs the impact that the bumper would otherwise take. So the National Safety Commission actually issued an alert, and it said that basically, look, the trailer hitch will lower the property damage. It'll protect your vehicle, your bumper, from being replaced. But all that force from the impact has to go somewhere, and it goes into the trailer hitch, into the frame, and into your spine eventually, rather than having the bumper absorb the impact which it's designed to do.
So, at times you can look and you can say, well, gee, there's no real damage to the vehicle. There's not a lot of cost. There's not a lot of repair. Now, I want to warn everybody about certain situations that, and we may get that have to do this through the next segment of our show. But when you're talking about damage to a vehicle and you're talking about how much it costs to repair the vehicle, you've got to talk about what the expenses are for different objects. If people are using aftermarket parts, if they're not seeing the hidden damage underneath the car, if they're not seeing the frame damage that occurred, the trailer hitch, if somebody is not and they don't know how much force it takes to cause that trailer hitch to buckle, then you're talking about the fact that you may not see a lot of damage to the car, but that doesn't mean the forces didn't go somewhere. And that may mean that the parts are just cheap. That the insurance company found a way to minimize the expense of the parts. And so I don't really think, Jason, that you can necessarily rely on repair estimates to tell you how much a person's been hurt.
No, not at all. And Brad, you made a good point about the outward appearance, just like our bodies. You may look fine on the outside, but you have internal or soft tissue injuries. Your car may look like it only has minor damage to the bumper, but if you take that apart, there's damage to the frame or the inside of the truck, some of that internal steel that's kind of got knocked around, and they're not going to look at that. They're just going to take a couple quick pictures from angles that are favorable to their insured.
Now, insurance companies will try and defeat your claim by telling you, look, there's there's just pain transfer. Or look, there's not that big of damage. There's not that big a dent. There's not that much damage to your car. You couldn't possibly be hurt. This is just what they like to call a fender bender. And when you're dealing with that kind of situation, you need sometimes to deal with the mechanism of injury. You need to deal with the impact. You need to deal with how those forces might have affected you in the car. And a lot of that is because what we're really interested in is how did it cause your body to move? Mm-hmm. And Jason, when we're looking at that, a lot of times what we want to do is we want to talk to the client, to the injured person, and find out how did their body move. We all know that you can have a relatively slight movement that can cause you to have injury to your body. That doesn't take a significant, you don't have to have the car crushed in from the bumper all the way to the back seat to say, hey, we had some kind of force of collision that could cause an injury. You're listening to the Bell and Paul Legal Show. We're here every Sunday for you. If you have questions, you can call us at 303-795-5900, or you can look us up at championsofthepeople.com, and you can call us, contact us, write to us, tell us what you've got going. If you've been injured in an accident, make sure you contact us so we can put together your legal game plan. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Jason Sandin in studio today. Gary Bell's out of town. We're here to talk to you about your personal injury claim, about your personal injury situation. We want to help you to know what you're facing if you've been in an accident, you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another. You know, one of the things we want to make sure we understand is that accidents do happen. Sometimes that just it does not make the person who hit you or ran into a bad person, they made a mistake. Mistakes get made, but that's why we are supposed to, and we do set ourselves up to recover from those mistakes and to be adequately compensated from those mistakes. And that's done through insurance. We expect people to follow the law. And when we expect people to follow the law, we expect people to have insurance. That's what the law says. Unfortunately, the maximum or the required minimum amount of insurance that a person is required to have is only $25,000. And Jason, does $25,000 go very far?
Not if you need extended treatment. No, it doesn't. I mean, as we all know, prices of medical care keep going up and up, and that $25,000 will be evaporated before you even know it.
That $25,000 that the other person has to have, It's necessary to cover all your medical treatment. It's necessary to cover your lost income. It's necessary to cover your pain and suffering, your loss of enjoyment of life, any disability you have, any disfigurement you have, any future medical care you might need, and any future lost time you might have. That's a lot of things that $25,000 has to cover. I tell you this because you do have an opportunity to protect yourself. And that opportunity to protect yourself is in the form of MedPay, first of all, something you should never waive. Jason, MedPay is?
MedPay is usually $5,000, and it's money that you use to pay for medical expenses.
Go ahead.
Oh, the advantage of MedPay as opposed to using your private health insurance, Medicaid, Medicare, treating on a potential lien basis is after the case is settled, the MedPay is money that you've already bargained for with your insurance company. That's basically free money at the end of the settlement that pays for your bills, your medical bills, and then you can claim that same $5,000 that was paid for with the MedPay against the other insurance, the at-fault insurance party, and they will compensate you for that money, and that's money that can go back to you in your pocket for non-economic damages, pain and suffering, future cost, whatever else you need to spend it on.
Now, that MedPay can cover all the people that are in your car. It can be $5,000 for each person. So you want to make sure you understand you're protecting the other people in your car, your family members, your spouse, your son, your daughter, other family members for sure. It can be at higher amounts. The insurance company will sell you higher amounts. Some will cap it at 25, some will cap it at 50. I know some insurance companies will go as high as $100,000. Try to get as much as you can afford. Please don't waive it. Get as much as you can afford. And then you can get uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage. You really want to have the underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage. You want to make sure you have that available to protect yourself. Now, you know, you also understand that you're carrying insurance to protect your own assets so that if you cause an accident, if you make a mistake, you're not a bad person, you just make a mistake, that you have money available to pay for anybody you injured. Try to get as much as you can afford for that also. That $25,000 doesn't go very far, and that causes the people to have to look to you for your personal assets, or it can cause a lot of problems as far as not being able to adequately compensate somebody for the injuries you caused. I also want to make sure everybody understands that, look, distracted driving is not a good idea. And distracted driving can be drunk driving. It can be driving with drugs. It can be using the phone. Jason, you know, in our office, when we find somebody's been distracted driving, we usually call an enhancer and we look for more penalties against the person.
Absolutely. If you bring a lawsuit and someone was driving drunk or under the influence of drugs or texting while driving or eating a sandwich while driving, not paying attention, doing something that is the legal standard is called willful and wanton, which basically means done with reckless disregard for the safety of others, that they were doing something that was selfish and self-absorbed and someone was injured as a result. And the damages for your injuries are compensatory damages. Those are to make things right for the harm that you've done. Now, there's also potentially a claim for punitive damages, and that's the purpose of that is to punish the bad driver and to deter them from doing that type of driving again and putting the public at risk.
Okay, so let's go back to what we're talking about here for low back injuries and how insurance companies will try and defeat your claim. This is one of the situations. You go out and buy insurance. We all go out and buy insurance, and then we think the insurance company is going to take care of not only our injuries but the injuries we cause others. Something we should want to do. I mean, you know, my belief is mankind and people are actually good people. And so what we're saying when something like this happens is we want them to be compensated if we've hurt them as a result of a mistake we've made. And we call it negligence, the mistake we've made, and it is negligence, but, you know, it's a mistake. And we want people to be properly compensated. And we're talking about the back injuries, and we're talking about the lower back, the lumbar. We're talking about the last five vertebrae in your body as you go down your spinal cord. We've got the top vertebrae. Those are the seven that are around your neck and your cervical area and your shoulders. And then we've got the thoracic, which are another 12. And then we've got the five vertebrae on the bottom that are are very important to be able to function with our lower body. This is where we get function for our legs and our feet, and we also are able to feel pain and numbness, and we can feel things that are going on. So when we start talking about the potential injuries to the lower part, Jason, what are we looking at to begin with?
We're looking at pain, stiffness, shooting pain going down your legs. They call it radiating pain to your fingertips, your toes, down your backside. Looking for, you know, limited range of movement where you're not able to fully twist or turn like you did before the accident. And those injuries take a lot of time to get better.
They do. And, you know, we have certain things we use to try and find them, or not, the lawyers don't use, doctors use. And, you know, they'll use x-rays, they'll use CT scans, they'll use MRIs, they'll use myelograms, they'll use bone scans, they use all sorts of different things to try and find it. But the bottom line is we can't always see the injury.
Mm-hmm.
And so where do we go from there, Jason?
Well, when you go into the ER, one of the first things that they always do is they want to take an x-ray. And what they're checking for is broken bones, stuff like that, stuff that it puts you immediately at risk. A lot of times, though, there are no broken bones. The issues are to your soft tissue, to your muscles, internal injuries. And that's not going to show up on an x-ray. That's just going to show whether you have any broken bones or not. And so usually they'll take that, and if you're okay, you'll be released to go home and tell you to follow up with your doctor, your physical therapist, or whatever. They'll prescribe you some. And if you're not getting better, then they'll want to do an MRI.
And an MRI is going to be used, and a lot of times the MRI is used to try and find herniated discs that an x-ray is not necessarily going to tell you about. It may find nerve damage that an x-ray is not going to tell you about, but MRIs really don't see that much of your spine either. It doesn't see that much of your body. It still leaves things out. Muscles and tendons and ligaments aren't necessarily seen. If, depending on where the injury is to even your nerve or your disc, the MRI might not pick it up. So you can't just say the MRI is going to do it. But an MRI is $1,500 to $5,000. Mm-hmm. So when we start talking about medical care, when we start talking about the insurance to cover medical care, there you're talking $1,500 to $5,000 right there.
Yeah, and that's just to diagnose what's wrong with you. That doesn't treat you. That just gives the doctor a picture of into what's going on inside your body. And we should also probably mention real quickly that the MRI doesn't tell the complete picture. When you look at an MRI, you're going to see some degeneration in the disc. That's perfectly normal. You can be living with that with no problems at all, and the car accident has triggered that and cause you to be symptomatic, to cause pain, to cause limited range of motion.
So that's exactly right. So the MRI is a tool. We also have tools, and believe me, they're used very often where we do injections.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what are we doing with the injections as a diagnostic tool?
Well, the injections, they, you know, I'm obviously not a doctor, but they put it into your affective area, and they want to see how you respond to it. They want to see if it's something in the facet joints or if it's, you know, to eliminate some of the pain temporarily is what that'll do, but it will also let them know if there's something that's more serious that may need to be operated on surgically.
Right. So you could be looking at an epidural steroid injection. You could be looking at, you know, they're called ESIs. If you hear ESIs, that's what's being done to your back. And it's the point of it is try and find where the injury is, and also try and find to the extent that they can stop that injury from occurring. That pain from occurring, because if they stop that pain, then they know that's the injured area. Now, all this, and then we get to things like rhizotomies. We'll get to things like laminectomies. You have to understand these type of things occur, and you could have a spinal fusion that's going to have to occur. Sometimes, well, the spinal fusions are not diagnostic, but a number of these things are diagnostic, as in trying to find out what's wrong with you in addition to treating you. Now, insurance companies will try and defeat these claims, and they do it by, as Jason said, they try and blame it on something else.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, they'll look at your MRI and they'll say, look, this degeneration is from, this is chronic. This isn't an acute. This didn't just happen. This has been something that's been occurring naturally in your body your entire life, your entire adult life. And they'll look at that and try to mislead or confuse or not quite give the full truth on that. But doctors will tell you that degeneration is normal, and that they treat the symptoms, not the picture of the MRI.
So, you know, when you get hurt in an accident, the accident occurs, you get hurt in your accident, and you have back pain, and that back pain doesn't surface for a couple, 3 days, which is normal. May not surface for a month, but it comes, and that back pain is there, and you're having it, and the doctors are trying to work on it, and the insurance company finds out that you had back pain from at the company from the three-legged race at the company picnic 5 years ago. The insurance company will now tell you that your back pain is the result of that three-legged race 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And what the law says, it's very clear on that. If you're not symptomatic, if you're not having any back pain, if you're not actively treating, then they're responsible for the damage that they caused in the auto accident.
So you got to be careful about what's being said, what people are doing, and what's happening. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. We get on the air, we give you advice, we talk to you, we help you know what your legal game plan should be. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookie's. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookie's. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Jason Sandin in studio today. We're talking to you about how insurance companies try to defeat your claim, especially with regard to a low back injury. We've been talking about low back injuries. You can hear this show on our podcast on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can call us at 303-795-5900. We have people answering the phone 24/7, so it's no problem to get us and talk to us. If you've been hurt in a car accident, contact us, talk to us. We're happy to help you put together your legal game plan. We'll represent you if you need representation or if you want representation, and we're more than happy to work with you and help you through your injury and what's happened to you. Jason, the closing remarks.
Sure. Well, what we talked about today is what we typically see in back injuries for the clients that come in. But every injury is different. People respond differently to different impacts and different treatment. And the property damage doesn't tell the whole story. You know, maybe the trailer hitch absorbs some of that crash pulse and it goes right into your back, and it minimizes the damage to the bumper, which the bumper is designed to do to absorb that. We also talked about how the X-ray doesn't show a complete picture. It just shows for broken bones. And an MRI can reveal stuff that wasn't even causing you a problem to begin with. So you have to look at the symptoms, how you're treating. Follow up with your doctor regularly, early and often. Go in there, tell them what's going on. If you're having stiffness, let them know. Make sure it's documented. And you know, and you can move forward with the case that way, but you got to treat these things. They don't get better on their own.
Okay. If you have any questions, make sure you contact us. You can talk to any of our lawyers, 303-795-5900, or write us on the internet, championsofthepeople.com. We're here to help you. Please, if you've been a victim of an accident, talk to a lawyer and make sure you've got your rights in order. We'll be back next week to talk to you about a new topic. Until then, you all stay safe, and I hope you're all listening next week. Thank you.